Tonight's show is being sponsored by Marilyn Gary Hoffman in memory of Avram Leib and Usher Hoffman Zal. So in theory, we're continuing to share from the past couple of weeks in terms of Bris Milah, but of course we're able to chaperein a topic that is relevant both for Bris Milah and to Chanukah. That's the sugya of Hidden Mitzvah, particularly as it relates to Bris Milah, and as it relates to Chanukah, and perhaps an interesting connection between the two. So the sugya from the Bris Milah angle begins in the first of the Ma'amakomas and the Masechta Shabbos, Nafkuf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, a braisa that we spoke about in passing a couple of weeks ago, the Tanur Rabbanan. Hamal kozman shu osik b'milah, when the moel, as long as he's still involved in the milah, choza bein latzitzin ha-ma'achvenes ha-milah, bein latzitzin she'e-ma'achvenes ha-milah. So the Mishnah at the very end of Perek Lepalaz, the milah tells us that when one does a bris milah, so one has to make sure to take off the entire orla. If a little drops of the orla are left behind, so technically speaking, the mitzvah may still be acceptable. The Gemara just speaks about the Mishnah. The Gemara speaks about all the nitty-gritty details in terms of what constitutes a sufficient amount of the oil that's going to be ma'akev b'di'evid, the milah, that the child is still called an RL, and what is only one is technically kosher. So that which disqualifies the milah is called an halacha, tzitzin ha-ma'akven es ha-milah, and that strands of skin that are left behind, which does not technically disqualify the milah, called tzitzin she'ein ma'akven es ha-milah. So the Braisa says that kozman that the moel is still involved in the milah, he hasn't closed up shop yet, so then he should go back and fix up the milah. He should go back for the tzitzin ha-ma'akvin, as well as the tzitzin she'en ha-ma'akvin. But Piresh, once he has completed the milah, so then tzitzin ha-ma'akvin is a milah chayzer, then he still has to go back for the tzitzin ha-ma'akvin, even if he realizes 50 years later that there's tzitzin ha-ma'akvin, he has to go back. Someone's got to go back, because the child, the adult, is now an oral. So if it's tzitzin ha-ma'akvin, of course you have to go back. Tzitzin she'en ma'akvin is a milah ein chayzer. But if it's not ma'akev, so then the diabetes, then after the fact, after the milah was already complete, so then ein chayzer. So that phrase that the Gemara uses, that Piresh, that once he completes the milah, he doesn't go back. That's a very vague phrase. What exactly does Piresh mean? So the Rishonim write that Piresh does not mean that they're still serving the bagels. That's already considered to be, that's already over. Once just because you are celebrating, that's not called still part of the milah. So where do we draw the line? Where do we say that it's still called Osik B'milah? When do we say it's considered to be Piresh? So the Rishonim assume that Kolzmadi is still being involved in the halachic part of the milah. So that's what we mentioned in passing a couple of weeks ago when we spoke about Priya. So the Chedushi Aran, it's where Mila, Priya, and Mitzitza, so the Chedushi Aran is a suffix. Let's say the Mael did the Mila already, and he did the Priya already, but he hasn't done the Mitzitza, he hasn't drawn out the blood yet. So is that considered that he completed the halachic part of the Mila, or not? So that suffix, the Chedushi Aran, seemed to be the critical issue as to what the role of Mitzitza is. Mitzitza really an integral part of the Mila? Mitzitza like putting on a bandage, so you wouldn't say it's still an integral part of the Mila. So wherever you define precisely the term Piresh, it's clear that Piresh makes a difference. That kozman shelo piresh, then you always go back, and once it's piresh, so then you only go back for the tzitzin ha-ma'akvin. So there is a major machlekes in the Rishonim. What's the case? What in the world is the Braisa talking about? So Rashi in the second of Ma'amakamos, one I guess is probably the shortest Ma'amakh we ever had, Hamal, Rashi says b'Shabbos. Rashi says one word to explain what the Braisa is talking about, that the whole sugya is talking about on Shabbos. What prompted Rashi to believe that it's talking about on Shabbos? It's hard to tell from the Gemara, because even though Perek Lepalaz the Mila is, of course, the 19th Perek of Masechta Shabbos, and the reason why Hilchos Mila got thrown into Masechta Shabbos is because of the issue of Mila B'Shabbos, but there are sugyas in the Gemara that don't talk about Mila B'Shabbos, so it's hard to tell from the context of the sugya, so you can't really tell whether it's talking about Dafka and Shabbos or not on Shabbos. So what prompted Rashi to learn Pshat in the Gemara that's dealing with Shabbos? Well, the answer is that Rashi was bothered. Why, if Piresh, don't you go back for the tzitzin she'en ma'akvin? L'chari, there's a need to go back for, even though it's not ma'akev, the loshin e ma'akev has the connotation that it's kosher b'di'evet, but l'chatchil it's not kosher, l'chatchil it's not really right, that the mila doesn't really look a muhudar. So Rashi was bothered, just because you're Piresh, so why do you go back? It's a regular Tuesday, what do you have to lose by going back? So that's why Rashi learned the whole lupshan in the braisa, that the braisa is only talking about on Shabbos, because on Shabbos, you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos, shelo l'tzarech mila. So the way Rashi is teaching up the Gemara is telling us a tremendous chiddush that on Shabbos, kol zman di'osek in the milah, so then you're allowed to go back even for the tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin, because that's still considered to be part of the ma'isa milah, that's still considered to be part of also ha-mitzvah. Once you're pireh, so then the milah is over, and even though you want to fix things up, you want to patch things up, you want to make it a little bit nicer, so you have no right to be mechal Shabbos for that. You want to fix it up tomorrow morning, that's wonderful. Maybe you should do it. Maybe it's is a good idea to go back tomorrow morning. But the context of the braisa, according to Rashi, the only way to explain why the din is a pirush and a chayzer, that only makes sense in the context of Shabbos. And that's the way the Torah also, the Torah in Hukos Mila also says that this brayis is only talking about on Shabbos, but on a Yom Chol, so there is no din of pirush, and a Yom Chol, of course you go back. So the Rambam clearly disagrees with Rashi and the Torah's understanding of this brayis, because the Rambam in Hukos Mila, Perak Beis, Allah Chadal, and the third of the Maamar Kamas, the Rambam quotes the brayis, Abal, Kos Man She'ezik B'mila, Chalze Ben Al Tzitz Shem Akvin, Ben Al Tzitz She'en Akvin, Pireishal, Tzitzim Akvin Chalzer, Tzitzim Akvin Chalzer, Mavul Opar, etc. The Rambam gives you basically a paraphrase of this brayso, and the Rambam hasn't even begun to discuss Mila B'Shabbos. It's only in the second of the Maamar Mochum, and Allah Chavav, that the Rambam says, Ochin, Osin Kotzorcha Mila B'Shabbos, Molin B'Porin. And then the Rambam, as relates to Mila B'Shabbos, starts talking about the same din of Chalzer, and says, Ma'akvin, Akvin, Ein Ma'akvin, gives you the whole pismon over again. So the Mefarshim and the Rambam point out that from the fact that the Rambam incorporated this brisa into the beginning, into Halacha Dalet, where he hasn't even been discussing Mila B'Shabbos yet, it's clear that the Rambam understood that the Shachvatar in this Gemara is not limited to Shabbos, that this is true Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos. So the question is, according to the Rambam, so why don't you go back? So the question that prompted Rashi to be mokim interpret the brayis as referring specifically to Shabbos, because in a Yom Chol it doesn't make any sense, because l'chor you should go back in a Yom Chol, so that's the kasha in the Rambam. So according to the Rambam, why don't you go back? So it's this kasha that led to a whole brisket tradition about this, spanned over the generations, how to learn Shabbos Rambam. It started with the Beis Halevi, and then it concluded with the Brisket Rav. So basically, the Mahalach, the classic Brisket Mahalach to understand what's going on in the Shittas Rambam is as follows: that Beis Halevi develops this yisoid that the idea of Hiddur Mitzvah has to be understood in a certain context. It's like to raise a basic question: what the nature of Hiddur Mitzvah is? Is Hiddur Mitzvah a kiyum in and of itself? Can you have, for the marshal, I do the mitzvah on Sunday and then I'll do a Hiddur Mitzvah on Tuesday? Can you separate the Hiddur Mitzvah from the mitzvah? Or do you say that Hiddur Mitzvah has to be an integral part of the mitzvah? That means, b'shas kiyum ha-mitzvah, when you're doing the mitzvah, so then it makes sense to do Hiddur Mitzvah. To do the mitzvah today and then to be mahalach that mitzvah in a few hours from now, so that doesn't make any sense. That has to be a tzirup, that has to be one unit between the Hiddur Mitzvah and the Ma'isa Mitzvah itself. So says the Beis Halevi, that's basically the root of what the Rambam is driving at. That the Rambam holds that when you do a bris milah, and now you realize that you didn't do such a good job. So it depends how bad a job you did. If you did a lousy job, mamash a terrible job, that the milah is not kosher, so that's not an issue of either mitzvah. That's the mitzvah milah itself. Of course you have to go back. But if the milah is technically kosher, and you just didn't do such a nice job, so you want to clean up, you want to make it look a little prettier, so the din of hiddur mitzvah, so that l'chor should be mechayv you to go back and fix up the milah. So that's what the Rambam had a chiddush, that's not true. That if I do the milah today, and then I realize next week that I didn't do such a pretty job, then you don't go back. There's no inyan of hiddur mitzvah to go back, because to go back tomorrow, go back next week and to fix up the milah, that's doing the hiddur mitzvah separate and distinct from the mitzvah itself, and that doesn't make any sense. According to the Rambam, there is no such thing as doing the hiddur mitzvah separate and distinct from the mitzvah itself. Hiddur mitzvah only makes sense in the context of the mitzvah, in the context of the mitzvah proper. So where do you draw the line? Where do you say that the hiddur mitzvah is still mitzurah to the original ma'isa mitzvah? When do you say this is too late? So we gave them bizarre examples that you remember a week later, a month later. So says the Rambam, it's not an issue of time. It's an issue of kol zman osik in the milah. Kol zman, you're still holding the knife, you're still doing the priya, you're still maybe even doing the matzitza, you're still involved in the ma'isa mitzvah. So you can say, I'm still involved in the mitzvah's milah. So now it's shayach for me to do the hiddur. But once I'm pirish, once I put the knife down, once I finish the priya, the matzitza, whatever your line of demarcation is, so then to go and do the hiddur mitzvah 5 minutes later, that's meaningless. That's doing a hiddur mitzvah not in the context of the mitzvah, and that doesn't count. That's not, you don't accomplish anything. So what gives you a right to start just doing surgery on the baby for no reason? You're not accomplishing anything. So that's what the Shita Sarambam is all about. So this is the Mahalach that the Beis Halevi began and the Brisket Rav concluded. That's the Nakuda, that's what the Rambam is, Shita is based on. So those who disagree with the Rambam, Rashi and the Tur, who maintain that the Brais is only talking about on Shabbos, and according to them, on the Yom Chol you would go back, and you do go back, and you mechuyev to go back. So what do they hold? So one can understand their sheet in one of two ways. Either one can understand that Rashi and the Torah disagree fundamentally with the Rambam, and the Rambam's analysis of Hiddur Mitzvah, that according to the Rambam, Hiddur Mitzvah must be linked to the Mitzvah, So who says that's halacha Moshe Messina? Maybe Zekeli Vanveyu could be a separate kiyum. Maybe Zekeli Vanveyu can be divorced from the Iker HaMitzvah. Who says that they're bound to the Rambam's Lomdos? That's one possibility. Maybe even Rashi and the Tur agree to the aside of the Rambam that Hidden Mitzvah must relate to the Mitzvah proper. But the Nekuda that they disagree with, it's not a machlokes in Hilchos Hidden Mitzvah, but it's a machlokes in Hilchos Mila. Namely, what's the nature of the Mitzvah Bris Mila? So we touched on this a little bit earlier, about what exactly is the nature of Mila. Is the Mitzvah Bris Mila a one-moment thing? It means once the oil is cut off, so that's the fulfillment of the Mitzvah. And that's it. And then there's no ongoing, there's no continual Kiyum HaMitzvah. Or do you say, no, that Bris Mila has, in a certain sense, two parts to it. That there's a mitzvah, a ma'isa ha-mila, that's, we make the bracha, shekin shana son ala mila, that's the ma'isa mitzvah. And then there's an ongoing kiyum, being in the state of being nimol, just the fact that a person is nimol, that's considered to be a kiyum ha-mitzvah. So maybe that's the nekuda that the Torah is disagreeing with.
I understand. How do we get the hidden mitzvah over here?
Because right, so the Gemara explains, right, so the Gemara... The Gemara in that sugya quotes the pasuk of Zekeli Vanveyu. The Gemara says that the tzitzin she'en ma'atvin, that the idea of removing them, if and when you would remove them, that's based on Zekeli Vanveyu. So the Gemara makes that jump. Because it doesn't look so pretty, right? Right, like a kiyum of Zekeli Vanveyu, right? No, the reason why, we're using colloquially the terms b'di'evit, because it's not in the pretty, not in the nicest way, so that's, but it is a kiyum of hidden mitzvah. The Gemara says, quote, it's a kiyum of hidden mitzvah. Yeah, inachar is a very powerful lashon, yeah. Maybe that's part of also what prompted the Rambam to his whole mahalach, maybe in a tsunami. So the Beis Halevi suggests the possibility that maybe Rashi and the Torah also agree to the Rambam's Lomdos. Everyone's a brisk. Everyone agrees to the Rambam. Everyone agrees that you can't separate the mitzvah from the Yikra mitzvah. The Nekuda that Rashi and the Torah disagree with is that they hold that there's a whole different aspect of Bris Mila that maybe the Rambam denies. Maybe the Rambam holds that Bris Mila is like eating matzah. Bris Mila is like hearing the shofar. Once you heard the shofar, it's over. It's finished. There's nothing. There's no ongoing kiyum for eternity of being mild. It's a mitzvah. You have to do a Bris Mila and finish. But Shainkin, according to Rashi and the Torah, no, there's more to it than that. That the kol zman of the person is in the state of being nimol, that's considered to be an ongoing kiyum mitzvah. If that's true, so then Rashi and the Torah may introduce the concept of hidden mitzvah specifically by Bris Mila, uniquely by Bris Mila, because of this ongoing kiyum. That means basically Rashi and the Torah agree that hidden mitzvah has to be together, has to be in sync with the mitzvah itself, but they disagree with the Rambam in terms of what defines the mitzvah of Mila. So there are really two different ways to present the machlokes, the Rambam against Rashi and the Torah. Either the nekudas of machlokes is in Hilchas Hidda Mitzvah, is the nature of Hidda Mitzvah related to the mitzvah, or is it a kiyum b'fnei atzmo? Can it be separated from the mitzvah itself? Or everybody agrees that the Hidda Mitzvah must be connected to the mitzvah. The machlokes is, in Hilchas Mila, what's the nature of Bris Mila? There is a Gemara the context of the Gemara is a little bit up in the realm of Drush, but it may touch on this in terms of Halacha as well. The Gemara says that sas on the pasuk sas anoichil in Mersecha kemei tishal rav, that David HaMelech was in the Beis HaMerchatz and he realized that he's Aram min HaMitzvahs, and he doesn't have any mitzvahs, he's not wearing his tzitzis, he's not wearing his tefillin, and there's no mezuzah on the door of the Merchatz, so he's looking around and he sees Gevalt, there's nothing here. So he felt so terrible, so finally he realized, he looked at his Makom HaMila and he realized, oh, Gevalt, Baruch Hashem, I have the mitzvah Mila, which always goes with me. So sas anoichil in Mersecha kemei tishal rav, he got so excited about the mitzvah Bris Mila. So the question is, how do you understand that Gemara? So if you're not such a misnaged, with it, everything has to be azah hagdara with a litvish hagdara. So you just say that the David HaMelech meant that he didn't have any mitzvahs. He got all excited, he got all thrilled, and that he was gemalt. But if you want to learn a lumpus of the story, so David HaMelech is telling you, no, I did. That it wasn't just time that he had a Bris Mila, that he was fulfilling the mitzvah Bris Mila. He was fulfilling the mitzvah Bris Mila. His father Yishai had done the meal on him 50 years earlier. So what do you mean he was fulfilling the mitzvah Bris Mila? No, it was an ongoing kiyum of Bris Mila because of this work that David HaMelech held. Also like the Rashi the Torah, that Bris Mila is not just a one moment thing. Bris Mila is an ongoing mitzvah, and that mitzvah perhaps is what lends itself to Hidur mitzvah. So Chol Panim, those are the two different biurim that the Beis Halevi has as to how to explain why is it that the other Rishonim disagree with the Rambam.
The point is Rashi that his entire life a person is considered to be also from the mitzvah and not allowed to do the mitzvah to perform the hebrew?
It's shayach, but it's still shayach to call it a hidden mitzvah. Yeah, you can still label it as a hidden mitzvah. So this, the first biur that became the more famous biurim in the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Torah, because the Beis Halevi's grandson made it famous, the Brisker Rav. So the Brisker Rav had a whole shtickle Torah Nochas Chanukah, which assumed the first biur in the Machlokes. But the Nekudas of Machlokes between Rashi and the Torah on the one hand and the Rambam on the other hand is a Machlokes in Hilchos Hidden Mitzvah. Namely, what is the relationship, Malak Darav, between the Hidden Mitzvah and the Mitzvah itself? Or said in other words, can you fulfill Hidden Mitzvah not in the context of the mitzvah per se? So the Brisker Rav said, this is the Nekudas HaMachlekes that appears in the Hilchos Chanukah with the Rambam in the fourth of the Maamar Kaimas. So the Rambam tells us in the Hilchos Chanukah, Breidat Alach Aleph, Kama Neiros Umadik B'Chanukah, how many candles must a person light on Chanukah? Mitzvah Sashia Kobayis Ubayis Madik Ner Echad, Bein Shoyu An Shevayis Merubin, Bein Shlohu Bo'el Adam Echad, with the phrase the Gemara calls Neri Shubesa, which is of course the bare minimum of the mitzvah, that strictly speaking, Migra Din, you can light one candle for the whole household and then you Yotzei. But of course the Gemara quotes the Nosach HaShabbos, Mevchafalot, that's not really appropriate. It's about the Mahadrin. People will make the mitzvah nicer, so they do it even nicer. So the Ram explains, a Mahadris, a mitzvah, Mabdik Neiros, Kiminyan Anshi Abayas, Ne'elach Olecha Ziyecha, Ben Anoshim, Ben Anoshim. The Rambam says that that those who are Mahadrin, it's a mitzvah, so they light candles per the amount of people in the house. And from the Hadda Yasel, Zeva, Isa Mitzvah, Mina Mufcha, then if you have someone who's going Mamish, Leel, Yel, the person is being what we call from Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, so Mamik, Nielach, Alechad, Yechad, Belaila, Risha, the most well of Bechalai, of Lion, Erech, of course, the way everybody in Clydesville today lights, that we light the Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, which means the number of, I shouldn't say everyone in Klai Sosh, everyone in the Ashkenazi communities of Klai Sosh, take that back. It means the standard meaning that the Rambam is quoting that we're familiar with is that one lights the amount of candles per people in the house times the particular night of Hanukkah that you're holding. That's the Rambam's version of Mahadrin and Mahadrin. So if one looks carefully at the Lashon and Rambam, it's quite clear that the way the Rambam is describing the Mahadim and the Mahadim, the ultimate, fit way to light Neiros Chanukah. So it sounds like that's what we're doing. It's the same number of candles that we're doing, but it's not at all the description of what we're doing. Because the Rambam is describing that Kama Neiros Hu Madlik B'Chanukah, that the person himself is Madlik Neiros Alecha V'Yecha. The Rambam's Lashon HaKodesh, Rambam's Medayik in his Lashon, he didn't say Madlikin Kolecha V'Yecha, that each person lights. The Rambam says Madlik Neiros Alecha V'Yecha, that the Baal HaBas light on behalf of all the Bnei Abayis. The person has five members of his household on the third night of Hanukkah, so he is lighting 15 candles. Everybody else is just standing around and watching. So the Rambam is describing the number of candles that we have as Mahadrim and Mahadrim, but he's not describing the way we light it. So it's only the Rambam who describes the way we light it, in the fifth of the Maamar Kaimas, in Siman Tafresh Ayin Aleph Sif Beis. So the Shulchan Aruch has a different understanding of Mahadrim and Mahadrim. We'll leave that out for now. But the Rambam writes, V'yeshom d'cholecha b'bnei abayis yadlik, v'chein ha'minik poshut, that each member of the household lights their own menorah. So according to the Rambam and the Rambam, there are the same amount of candles sitting on the windowsill, but there are different people lighting them. According to the Rambam, it's one person lighting all, and according to the Rambam, so each person lights their own menorah. What is the Nekudas HaMachlokes? So there's a famous word from the Brisker Rav. I think this was mentioned in Tinek a couple of weeks ago, I think on Thanksgiving morning, if I'm not mistaken. So, and it was questioned on Thanksgiving morning also. I heard the CD today. So, Talaf Avichain will present it the way it's been presented by the Brisker Rav. That the Brisker Rav says that this machlek is the Rambam and the Ramah as to what the best way of Mahadrim and Mahadrim. What exactly is the Mahadrim and Mahadrim? So this machlek is the Shitasam and Uchaz Mila. That the Rambam holds that Hidden Mitzvah must be linked to the Mitzvah itself. You can't have a separation between the Maisa Mitzvah and the Hidden Mitzvah. That's what the Rambam says, that Piresh Eino Chayzer, even on a Tuesday, it's Piresh Eino Chayzer, because it doesn't make any sense to have a Hidden Mitzvah not in the context of a Mitzvah itself. So that's what the Rambam says, you can't have the Baal HaBayis lighting the Ikar candle and then having other members of the household lighting their own candles. What's the tziruf between his Adlocha and my Adlocha? hidden mitzvah means that it has to all be the same ma'aser. It has to be the same mitzvah. So if madach and hilchos mila piresh in a chayzer, if piresh is considered to be a separate and distinct ma'aser, so kavachayme yenim's hadlacha, my son's hadlacha. Of course, that's a separate hadlacha. What is that? How does that hidden mitzvah to my hadlacha? That's when the Rambam was forced to learn that the hidden mitzvah in Erev Chanukah means that the same person has to light all 15 candles. But the Ramah and hilchos mila happens to paskin like Rashi in the Tur, that the Ramah says that on the Yom Chol, of course, you go back. And not like the Beis Halevi in the second beer, that's because of the ongoing Kiyum, but because the Ramah and the Tur, the Rashi held, like the first beer of the Beis Halevi, that it, that Hidden Mitzvah can live in and of itself. So if Hidden Mitzvah can live in and of itself, so then it's Shayach that one person could do the Ikra Mitzvah. So the Balabais does the Ikra Mitzvah Neri Shubeiso, and then everybody else does the Hidden Mitzvah. So this machlokes, the Rambam and against the Rashi and the Tur, if we're going to take this beer of the start of that with the Beis Halevi and then with the Biskarov, so the Chorid is another major fundamental machlokes that stems from this entire sugya, which may be related to everything that we've been saying, and that's as follows. Sometimes the halacha is that you have a particular mitzvah that's doicha Shabbos. Let's say, for example, Bris Milah, example that we're dealing with. The Torah says, V'yom HaShemini Yom HaBetzav Lachso. So the Torah Shalopeh says, Kamil is doicha Shabbos. So one can raise the following shiloh. What's the din of a hidur mitzvah Bris Milah? Can hidur mitzvah be doicha Shabbos or not? Is it shayach to speak about the hidur mitzvah of any given mitzvah being doicha Shabbos? If the mitzvah itself is doicha Shabbos, can the hidur also be doicha Shabbos? So what can we extract from this sugi, from the first of the Marmakamos, from this Reis and Kuflam and Gimel? So the Gemara that says that if lo piresh, so you're allowed to go back, even for the tzitzin she'ein ma'achon es amila, that in of itself may not be a raya brura, because it could be the kol zman shelo piresh, so that's considered to be part of the same mitzvah. That's called the ikra mitzvah still. It means that's not, we're not viewing the hidur as a separate entity. We're saying that's part and parcel of the mitzvah's meal itself. But we're raising a shayla, is what's the din? Lu yitzuyah, he would have such a concept of a hidur mitzvah going up against Shabbos. Not with the ma'isa mitzvah itself, just the hidur itself. Lu yitzuyah, that entity would exist. It may not exist according to some Rishonim, but Lu yitzuyah would have such a scenario where it's a question of a hidur of mila going up against Shabbos. Or for that matter, not just mila, let's say a hidur of Korban Pesach, or a hidur of Korban Tavid, or a hidur of Habakkuk Samanayra. Different mitzvahs that are doicha Shabbos. So if it's not the ikra mitzvah, if it would just be a question of the hidur mitzvah, can a hidur mitzvah have the koach to be doicha Shabbos or not? So it comes out that this gufa is a machlokes Rishonim, because the way Rashi and the Tur learning Pshat and this Braisa, it comes out that going back to fix the tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin is considered to be a hidden mitzvah. That is something that we would recommend. That is something that we encourage on a Tuesday, but we will not permit you to do it on Shabbos. So it comes out that this ma'isa of independently going back to the tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin is labeled as a kiyum of zekeli v'enveyu. It's something that we encourage on a regular weekday, but we prohibit doing it on Shabbos. So the answer to the question, according to the Rashi and the Tur, is in the negative, that you're not permitted to, that hidden mitzvah is not doicha Shabbos, according to Rashi and the Tur. Whereas according to the Rambam, you can't really tell. Why? Because according to the Rambam, the reason why piresh and a chozer and Shabbos is because that's not called hidden mitzvah. Because the Rambam holds that since hidden mitzvah must be part of the mitzvah itself, so haray, even on Tuesday you don't go back. So then, of course, you don't go back on Shabbos. What, why would you even dream of going back on Shabbos, according to the Rambam? If you can't, if you don't go back on Tuesday, so for sure you don't go back on Shabbos. So according to the Rambam, it's an unresolved question, because according to the Rambam, we haven't yet created a scenario where hidden mitzvah is going to go up against Shabbos. But according to Rashi and the Tur, the way they learned Pshat in the Gemara, that yes, it's hidden mitzvah, yes, it's pireish, and afal pichein, it's labeled as a hidden mitzvah, and on Tuesday, haray, you do go back. Avavichen and Shabbos, you don't go back. So according to the Rashi and the Tur, the question is resolved that hidden mitzvah cannot be doicha Shabbos, whereas according to the Rambam, it may or may not be true. Maybe it's a chavala shelo tzarach. Maybe it's not making the baby bleed. So maybe we have no right to do that. Well, maybe. I don't know. The Ram doesn't tell you why you shouldn't go back. He just says you're not mechuyav to go back. So you can put in either that svara or it's a, maybe just some, even if not for halachic reasons, like make a taste of where we're starting to, where we're going to, you know. Yeah, stop for no reason. You don't accomplish anything according to the Ram. Make a taste that you're allowed to do it. So this shayla that we're raising, whether hidda mitzvah can be doicha Shabbos or not, which we pointed out, according to Rashi and the Torah, the answer is clearly not. And according to the Rambam, the answer may be yes, maybe no, it's hard to know. So that question, the lumdus behind that question, should really be based on our fundamental question as to the relationship between Hidda Mitzvah and the Ma'isa Mitzvah, which really boils down to a fundamental hakira. How do you learn pshat in the din of Hidda Mitzvah? The Torah says that do the mitzvah, and then the Torah says also Zekeli Ben Beyu, do a mitzvah behidura also. So yesh lachkor, what's the nature of that din of Zekeli Ben Beyu? Zekeli Ben Beyu mean it's a separate and distinct kiyum. Means there are two dinim. There's a din of putting on tefillin, the bare minimum tefillin, even though they're not so pretty, I'd say. And then if you buy a nice, expensive, fancy, nice pair of tefillin, so then you also fulfill, in addition to the mitzvah of pshat and milsei adecha, you also fulfill the mitzvah of Zekeli Ben Beyu. Is that the pshat? That they're two separate mitzvahs. What do we say now? That the Gzeres HaKosov of Zekeli Ben Beyu teaches us that it's a greater kiyum of Anochas Tefillin. The person who's putting on the nicer Tefillin, that's considered to be a mitzvah b'shleimus, so that's considered to be a more effective, a more proper fulfillment of the mitzvah Tefillin itself. So Zekeli Ben Beyu was not a separate kiyum. Zekeli Ben Beyu enhances the original kiyum ha-mitzvah. So l'chora, that very shaila is goof, the machlekes between the Rashi and the Torah against the Rambam. That according to the Rambam, that Hidda Mitzvah must be part of the mitzvah itself. You cannot envision, the Rambam cannot envision Hidda Mitzvah being separated, either in the case of Milo, in the case of Neres Chanukah, that you can't have Hidda Mitzvah over here and the Mikra Mitzvah over there. So that makes a lot of sense if you hold that Hidda Mitzvah is a part of the original Kima Mitzvah. So how can you separate part of the mitzvah from the other part of the mitzvah? Moshein Kain, if you hold fundamentally that there are two different mitzvahs, there's a mitzvah of putting on tefillin, then there's a mitzvah of Zekeli Ben Beyu. There's a mitzvah of doing a bris meal, and then there's a mitzvah of Zekeli Ben Beyu. There's a mitzvah of lining Neres Chanukah, and then there's a mitzvah of Zekeli Ben Beyu. So what's the big deal? I'll do the mitzvah, and you do the hiddur. I'll do the mitzvah today, we'll do the hiddur next week. Why can't you separate between the two? So l'chora, the Rambam Shita is predicated on the fact that the hiddur mitzvah is considered to be a component of the mitzvah itself and cannot be separated from the mitzvah because of the very nature of this Gzeres HaKosov of Zekeli Ben Beyu. It was not being a din chadosh, but the din of Zekeli Ben Beyu was merely a prat in each and every mitzvah. Masha'enken, Rashi and the Tur, who hold that you can separate the Hidur from the mitzvah. According to Rashi and the Tur, one person could light the Ikur Menorah, and the other person, the other Benabayas can light 5 hours later, can light the other candles. According to the Rashi and the Tur, you can do the Sarasa Orla today, you'll take off the Tzitzin next week. According to Rashi and the Tur, they're two different mitzvahs, they can be separated by time, by place, by people. So according to Rashi and the Torah, the nature of the Gzeres HaKosov of Zekeli Ben Beyu is that it's a din b'shnei atzmai. It's a kiyum nifrad. It's a separate and distinct kiyum, and it's not really related. It doesn't become incorporated into the mitzvah itself. Since Rashi and the Torah's lumdus is that hid the mitzvah is a separate and distinct kiyum, so then, of course, it's not going to be Deich HaShabbos. Only Beyom HaShmini HaBasar Loso is Deich HaShabbos. Zekeli Ben Beyu is not Deich HaShabbos. There's no puzzle that says Zekeli Ben Beyu Zafilu B'Shabbos. There's no such din. So if you're dealing with Hidden Mitzvah as a separate kiyum, of course it's not Deich HaShabbos. The Torah and Rashi L'Shitasam, it's Rashi and the Torah who hold that you can have a Hidur out of the context of the Mitzvah itself, a Gufa the Rishonim, who hold that Hidden Mitzvah is not Deich HaShabbos. Masha'en Kein the Rambam, who was the Rishon, who holds that Hidden Mitzvah is incorporated into the Mitzvah itself. So of course the Rambam may very well hold that Hidur is Deich HaShabbos. It wouldn't surprise us if the Rambam would conjure up a scenario, there would be a case where Hidur is Deich HaShabbos. It wouldn't surprise us. Because according to the Rambam, Zekeli Ben Beyu was not a new mitzvah. Zekeli Ben Beyu was just a prat in the original mitzvah. So by Yom HaShmini, by Yom HaFilu B'Shabbos, that din by Yom HaShmini HaFilu B'Shabbos is chal in all aspects of the Mila. Oh, so we're going to have to find, that's why I'm protecting my bases. I keep on saying that in the moment you find such a case. So in the Chor, we found such a case in the sixth of the Mar Mekomis. So the Gemara Maseches Menachos, and Nasa Mechdal, and Aleph tells us, I'm a rabba. So a person has two animals to bring for a Korban Chatos. The Korban Chatos is being brought on Yom Tov. On Shabbos there is no Korban Chatos, but on Yom Tov, so one brings a Korban Chatos, and even if Yom Tov corresponds with Shabbos, or Shchodesh corresponds with Shabbos, so the Korban Chatos, which is part of the Korban Musaf, is Deich HaShabbos. So comes Rav and tells us, the guy has two animals, two goats in order to bring, and he's only supposed to bring one. One's a fat, nice, geshmaka korban, and one's, this week's parashat mikates. One's from the good paras, and one's from not such good paras. So shachat shmeni v'achas kechusha. Let's say the person first shechted the fat one, and then he decides, you know what, I'm going to go shecht the other one. So yechayev skili, yechayev kores. Mechal Shabbos Shelo Letzarech. The mitzvahs, akarbas, akarban tibur, is doicha Shabbos, but you yaitu the karban already. So you shechted the shmein already. So what do you accomplish by shechting the shchuta? Absolutely nothing. So you chayav. But what about kechusha vechagach shmeina? What if you shechted the kechusha and now you want to shech the fat one? So then papas. And that's not considered to be an act of chilul Shabbos. If you already was zerik the dam of the kechusha, that means the korban's mamash over already, and then you want to bring the shmeina, that's for sure chilul Shabbos. Because once you yaitu the mitzvah, so then you accomplish zero by bringing the shmeina. But just because you were shechted it, the kechusha, so the korban is still taller than oimed. So if you go ahead and you shech shmeina yapot of lo od, elisha omum lo havei shmein lechad chilul shchait. Forget, the Rav says that even more than that, not only are you potter, but we tell you lechatchila to go ahead and shech the carbon shmeina. So the question is, why is that? We're advocating chilul Shabbos. We are telling you lechatchila to be mechal Shabbos. L'charish lo tzarech. What in the world do you accomplish by being mechal Shabbos and shechting a second carbon? If you did the shechita already, just take the dam and throw it in the mizbech, and then you'll be home free. Shalom Yisrael. What do you have to shech another carbon for? So clearly, what the Gemara is telling us is that the kusha that you shechted isn't such an IAI carbon. Isn't so nice, alright, on a kechusha. So to bring a carbon shemein is much more of a hidden mitzvah. So zek keli v'enveil. So the Gemara is telling us black and white that zek keli v'enveil is deicha Shabbos. That for the purposes of hidden mitzvah, that's the only consideration, the only reason that's forcing you, that's prompting you to shecht another carbon is because you want to bring a nice fat of carbon. So that is what we call in our book zek keli v'enveil. So the Gemara is telling you hidden mitzvah is sufficient grounds to be deicha Shabbos. So just as the mitzvah of Korban Tzibur is Deicha Shabbos, the Hidur of Korban Tzibur is also Deicha Shabbos. So the Chari, this is Gemara, the Raya Brua to the Rambam. So this is the case, where according to the Rambam, you can have a Hidur and the Ikra mitzvah rolled into one, because once you shecht Shmeina, and you zorik the dam of the Shmeina, Gloy knows that the Kechusha was nothing, so the mitzvah is Mekuyim with the Shmeina, the mitzvah and the Hidur are all rolled into one, but what prompted you to do this additional Shechita was the consideration of Hidur mitzvah. So according to the Rambam, Gemara is Gevaldik, but according to Rashi and the Tur, and according to the Ramon, and the Chanukah, and the whole Shtetl Torah that we said, those who hold that Hidur is a separate Kiyum from the Ikra mitzvah, if Hidur is a separate Kiyum from the Ikra mitzvah, so therefore it can't be Deicha Shabbos, what right do you have to be Deicha Shabbos over here? Zeken Menvei is not one of those mitzvahs that's Deicha Shabbos. So what's Pshat of this Gemara? So basically, the Acharonim explained that what Rashi, the Torah, must hold is as follows, that this idea that we're saying, that according to this group of Rishonim, Hidur mitzvah is a separate mitzvah, it's a separate kiyum, it has nothing to do with the Ikra mitzvah, and therefore it doesn't have the ability to be Deicha Shabbos. There may be differences within different types of Hidur mitzvah, that there are two different psukim for Hidur mitzvah. There's the classic pasuk Zeh Kelev and Zeh Yo. And then there's another pasuk in the realm of Karbanas, Mivchan Edreichem. You have to bring a nice, beautiful carbon. You know, the pasuk of Malachi speaking at great length about those people who were bringing Karbanas which weren't so nice. You find from the first carbon that was born, Kain and Hevel. So that was the first problem, but the Kain didn't bring such a IAI carbon. So when it comes to Karbanos, so somehow there seems to be something additional. Above and beyond the regular din of Hidur mitzvah, there seems to be a new din called Mivchan Edreichem, that you have to bring a nice carbon. The very essence of bringing a carbon to the Ribbono Shel Olam is mechayev to bring something that's nice. Above and beyond having nice tefillin, nice sukkah, nice tzitzis. So this additional halacha of nice karbanos, Mivchan Edreichem, may not just be an additional in terms of kambos, that's at least a little bit nice. It's an additional in terms of eichos, namely that it's a fundamentally different halacha, that Hidur mitzvah b'chol ha'Torah kula is distinct from the ma'aseh mitzvah. Hidur mitzvah b'chol ha'Torah kula is a separate kiyum, and that kiyum does not have the ability to be deicha Shabbos. So according to Rashi and the Tur, a hidur of mila is not deicha Shabbos. Only by yom hashmini, only within mila itself. But a hidur of carbon tzibur, a hidur of bringing a nice carbon and chata shemena, so that's not a separate and distinct kiyum. That's a kiyum which becomes transformed, the mitzvah itself, that becomes incorporated into the ikra mitzvah. So when the Torah says, "Gzeres hakasa b'mayada afilu b'shabbos," that a carbon tzibur is deicha Shabbos, so the Torah said, even the hidur of a carbon tzibur is deicha Shabbos, that's the din mivchan edreichem. The mivchan edreichem adds to the regular din klali. We just want to use the other terms that we sometimes use in learning, the din klali and the din prati. That hid the mitzvah by other mitzvahs is a din klali. It's a general mitzvah that's not, it doesn't relate to each particular mitzvah. So the din of Bayam HaShmini Yimei B'Sar Alasa isn't chal, the Yom HaFilu B'Shabbos isn't chal on the hid the mitzvah. But when it comes to Mitzvah Nidreichem, so that's a new type of halacha, that's a din prati in the carbon, and the carbon, just as the carbon itself is Deicha Shabbos, all the details of the carbon are Deicha Shabbos as well. This idea that the mitzvah of karbonos is different from other hid the mitzvahs So this is for sure true, according to a group of Rishonim, that there is a Ritvan, a Sechah Sukkah, that says that Hidden Mitzvah is only Midrabanan, that the whole Pasuk that Kelim and Veil is an Asmach to be Alma, that the whole thing of buying nice tefillin and nice sukkahs and nice siddhas, that's only a Chumrah, only a Din Midrabanan. So what do you mean it's only a Din Midrabanan? But the Gemara says in Menachas that you're Dech HaShabbos for it, you're not Dech HaShabbos for a Mitzvah Midrabanan. So Akoch, the Ritva, only said his Yisoid by other Mitzvahs, that means he held that the din of Zekel and Zay was the Rabbanan, but the din of Mivchad Edreichim, that's a Pasuk in Chumash. So Zekel and Vey, you can tie it your way. It doesn't exactly say, hid the mitzvah. Zekel and Vey has other meanings. It can mean that I'm going to build them a base of Mikdar, Zekel and Vey, Ma'anivahu, the whole series of other drushes that Zekel and Vey may mean. So maybe on a level of their eyes, hid the mitzvah doesn't really exist. But by Karbonis, you can't deny it. So it's the first of the Pasuk, Mivchad Edreichim. You have to bring a nice, pleasant, beautiful, special Karbonos. So it could be that just as according to the Ritva, we have to be mechadish, that the mitzvah by Karbonos is different from the mitzvah from Kol Torah Kula. One's deraisa, one's deravanan. Even according to those who hold that the mitzvah is deraisa by all mitzvahs, it's still different. The mitzvah by Karbonos still has one notch above the mitzvah by Shar mitzvahs. So Shar mitzvahs, it's a din klali. It's not part of the mitzvah itself. By Karbonos, it becomes part of the mitzvah itself. So Karbonos, as it relates back to Mila, so we started out with this braisa, that says that Pirish and Chayzer, so Machlek is Rashi and the Torah on the one hand against the Rambam, the whole two different Biurim in the Beis Halevi, if you go with the Mahalach, that the Machlek is in the Chosid the Mitzvah, so that seems to be the Nakudas of Machlek, at least the way the Mishka Rav explains it, what's going on in there is Chanukah, whether you can separate the Hidah from the Ikra Mitzvah, and Imtim Zaloma that you can separate it, so that will affect who's lighting the Neiros, and if you can't separate, that's going to affect who's lighting the Neiros. And then you have the conclusion as to how this relates to the issue of Hidden Mitzvah being Dech HaShabbos, how this relates to the Gemara Maseches Menachos. Just to conclude, that perhaps Hidden Mitzvah is an important sugya, particularly as it relates to Chanukah, not only because it alumned us in terms of Mahadran, but in terms of a kasha, that's a very famous kasha that all the Achareim are bothered with, that why was the Nes Chanukah necessary in the first place? If Tum is the Chuyah B'Tibor, so technically speaking, even if they wouldn't have found the Pach Hashem, and they still, the din is that the Eved Allah is that you're allowed to bring the, you're allowed to light the menorah, but Tum also. So the Baruch Shalom wouldn't have made the Nes, so the Avodah Sam menorah would have gone on. The Avodah Sam Mikdash would have continued anyway with the Shem and Tame. So why did the Kadosh Baruch Hu make Azan Nes? So some of the Echvarim say, you see that the importance of doing your mitzvah, the Hidura. Yeah, there's a din of Tum with the Chuyah B'Tibor. Nebuch, when you're stuck and you're shasar chak and you have no choice, so Nebuch you have to bring the carbon anyway. But that's not what the Rebbe Shalom wanted. The Rebbe Shalom wanted the mitzvah kedasa chadim lechatchilus lechatchilus to bring everything, of course, in the state of tahara. So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made an ace. We're celebrating a whole Yom Tov just because of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cared enough to make an ace for us to fulfill mitzvahs behidura. So you see that the whole yesod of Chanukah is to do mitzvahs, not just to get away with the bare minimum, not just to live our lives, it's not the dievet. Like there's a rule in Yeridaya called b'shasat chak dievet dami. So some people have a yesod, b'dievet kilechatchila dami. Whatever's kashal b'dievet, so then it means, basically means you're allowed to do it lechatchila. So that's not true. That lechatchila means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has certain standards that he wants us to try to do our best, to try to do mitzvahs behidura, to try to fulfill mitzvahs to the best of our ability. And then you have different klon and halacha, and sometimes the dievet is kasha, sometimes enochayza, sometimes pirish, sometimes you have, sometimes things come up that nebuch, you have to be out to the mitzvahs even in the shvacha way. But lechatchila, we're supposed to try to do mitzvahs our best. So that's perhaps why Chazal went out of their way by Neiros Chanukah, above and beyond all of the mitzvahs. There's no other mitzvah that we find, mahadrin, but a mahadrin. We don't find by matzah that everyone can be yotzei this way, but the Mahadran and Mahadran should do it this way. So it's only been Neiros Chanukah, and perhaps because Neiros Chanukah, the whole Neis was Mahadran and Mahadran. The whole Neis was because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to be able to do the mitzvah lechatchila shel lechatchila. So therefore the Chalom Mesaken this notion of Mahadran and Mahadran, and this has become the uniform meaning that nobody bisman is like Neri Shubei. So no one says, well, it's Kashem B'Yevet, so we're going to do it. No, Neiros Chanukah. So some of the Klaisel, they realize in their neshama that Neiros Chanukah is different. Neiros Chanukah, even if we're not so machter in every lechatchilas and every hiddur and all of the mitzvahs, Neiros Chanukah, we have to go the extra mile. Neiros Chanukah somehow is mechayiv of us, each and every person in Klai Yisrael, to be mahadrin and mahadrin. So hopefully this will be mechazik us in our Yom Tov of Chanukah, and mechazik us in our Avodas Hashem, and hopefully all of our Avodas Hashem should be mahadrin and mahadrin.